This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Reconcile the differences and go to Washington, D.C. with a purpose. So, inshallah, God willing, we'll have a successful event. We'll be with Texas Southern momentarily, and we're just going to have some music to it.
Welcome this afternoon. Let us begin with a prayer. So if you can bow your heads, brothers and sisters. You can stand or bow your head however you are comfortable. We have an interfaith prayer, a Muslim prayer, along with a Christian prayer. The first prayer will be done in Arabic and then translated in English. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Say, I seek refuge in Allah against the accursed Satan. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Acquittal. Thee alone do we serve, and Thee alone do we beseech for help. O Allah, guide us on the right path, the path You bestowed Your favors upon, and not the path You brought Your wrath down upon, nor those who go on astray. Amen.
Let us pray. Quieten your hearts. Be still in your mind. And let your soul be at peace in preparation for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Dear God, the Alpha and the Omega, the Omnipotent, Omniscient, and Omnipresent One, the great Jehovah, the Yahweh, the I Am, the Thou Art, Thou who has been known and called by the many names, Allah, Shango, Juju, God, Thou who has come to all peoples and all cultures and all times in Your magnificent and marvelous way, we come beseeching Thy presence on this gathering. We come asking, dear Lord, that You bless all of those who are here assembled. Dear Lord, we ask your special blessings on Minister Farrakhan this evening as he comes to bring us a special and blessed word. We ask your blessings on the Millions More movement, a movement for the masses of our people trying to walk in the path of your Son Jesus. We ask that you be with the people of New Orleans and Mississippi and Alabama. Be with those who have been dispersed throughout this land in 41 states. Let them remember that thou art still the God who brought them thus far by faith, and that you will lead them home and you have not forsaken them. Provide for their spiritual needs and their moral needs and their physical needs as well, dear Lord, we pray. Be with all of our leaders everywhere who are trying to do right. And those who are not, touch them, dear Lord, to guide them back in the right path. We ask that you kumbaya, kumbaya, come by here, dear Lord, and deliver us from sin. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from oppression and deliver us from exploitation. This day we pray. Dear God, we especially pray for unity among our people, unity among Muslims and Christians, unity among women and men, unity among the youth and their parents, between our people and our leaders, but most of all, unity with you, dear God, that we may do thy will. We pray these prayers in the name of the ancestors who have come and sacrificed before us, Shaka Zulu and Queen Nzinga. We say these prayers through the passageway of the Middle Passage. We pray these prayers out of the soil of the South and all the lands where our people suffered and died. And we remember Douglas and we remember Tubman and we remember Sojourner Truth. We pray these prayers in the name of the Honorable Marcus Garvey, the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the name of Malcolm, the name of Martin, the name of Medgar, the name of Fannie Lou Hamer, the name of all who have served you, our parents and our grandparents and those who have come before us to pave the way. We pray these prayers in all of their blessed names, and we ask that you just rain down upon us with your love, your mercy, and your grace as we try to do your will, dear Lord, for the liberation of your people, so that there may be justice, there may be freedom, there may be equality for all of your creation as we rebuild the New Jerusalem, as we rebuild it in the image of Timbuktu, and as we build a New Orleans and a new humanity for the salvation of all of your creation. We submit these humble and simple prayers in the name of the saints, the name of the servants, the teachers, the prophets, the sons and the daughters, especially in the name of Jesus, for whom we Christians regard as the Messiah and your Son, but all of his spiritual friends, and especially his friend Muhammad. We pray this day for all who believe in thy name, thy special, blessed, and sweet name, for all that is holy and sacred. Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the One God, to whom all praise is due, sender of all prophets and revealer of all divine truth, we thank Almighty God, Allah, for Moses and the Torah. We thank him for Jesus and the Gospel. We thank him for Muhammad and the Holy Quran. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of his worthy servants. We thank Almighty God for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we are eternally grateful to him for blessing us with a beloved leader and teacher in this day and time, our champion, that man through whom God is speaking truth to the entire world today, the man that you came out to hear from today. You know him, we love him, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. All praise is due to Allah. We thank Allah over and over for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's all right if you want to stand. He's on his way. We have a wonderful program for you today, brothers and sisters. All praise is due to Allah. I want to again bring you greetings from all of your brothers and sisters in Dallas, and from your brothers and sisters that are from New Orleans, that are in Dallas. We want to bring you greetings of love and peace from all of those who are survivors of Hurricane Katrina that are in Dallas. And we want to say to our brothers and sisters here in Houston that as you are struggling and as you are organizing on a grassroots level, we want you to know that there is an organized effort. There is a grassroots movement that is lockstep with the millions more movement in the city of Dallas, so that we can check the Red Cross, we can check FEMA, we can check those in city government to make sure that our people receive proper treatment in the city of Dallas, and that their suffering is not exploited by those who have exploited us and continue to do so. So we're thankful to God for all those who stand for truth in this day and time. We want to stay on program and move very quickly. We have a lot of uplifting entertainment, and we have a lot of very important information we want to get to you. And so we'll move very quickly to our sister, Miss Christina Sanders, who is the president of TSU Student Government Association, who will bring you welcome tonight as we welcome you to TSU. Please give her a round of applause.
I just like to real briefly welcome everyone here to Texas Southern University, the nation's largest historically black university. On behalf of the students at Texas Southern University and the Student Government Association, it is an honor to have the minister here and to bring leadership-building tools and skills for our young people. This is much needed, and once again, I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Sister Christina. Brothers and sisters, before we go further in the program, let's give a round of applause for all of the members of the Millions More Movement local organizing committee here in the city of Houston, Texas. Let's give a special round of applause for our brother and friend, a warrior for his consistent and hard work here in the city of Houston, the minister of Muhammad Mosque, number 45 in the Southwest, regional representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Robert Muhammad, all of the laboring staff here at Mosque 45 in Houston, Texas. And we'll now bring Ms. Yolanda Braxton, who is the internal vice president of the Texas Southern University Student Government Association, who will lead us in a moment of silence for our brothers and sisters, the victims and survivors of Hurricane Katrina. Please receive her.
Thank you. On behalf of Texas Southern University and the Student Government Association, our sympathy and prayers are extended to those affected by the wrath of Hurricane Katrina. In wake of these terrible tragedies, please join me in a moment of silence to honor all the lives that were lost, as well as its many survivors. Thank you.
And now, brothers and sisters, we ask that you would join us as we bring Miss Nakisha Johnson, who is from Living Testimony Choir of Texas Southern University, who will lead us in the singing of our Black National Anthem.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven. That the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new let us march on till victory is won.
Give her a hand, brothers and sisters, and give yourself a hand. And we move now quickly to our next speaker, who will bring us our charge today. He is the chairperson for the Houston Local Organizing Committee of the Millions More Movement. We thank him for his leadership, as this will be a sustained effort on the part of black leadership, a unified effort, and we will continue to struggle until every black man, woman, and child, and every oppressed person receives freedom, justice, and equality everywhere on the earth. Let's bring our brother, Mr. Latif Sally.
Assalamu alaikum, Hotep. Good evening. It's an honor to be here this evening as the chairperson for the Millions More Movement. I asked myself, how was I going to present when I came out? At the meeting earlier this morning, I sat on at a chair on the corner at the table. When Minister Farrakhan came past and shook my hand, I knew how I was going to present because I felt the power.
Come on, come on like that.
10 years ago, we set out on a mission for the Millions More movement. At that time, I was in charge of a small school with about 7 students that was organized by my wife, my friend, my companion, my lover, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful boss on the job and off the job. She said, in these 2 small schools that we had, which were home schools, the men need to go to the Millions More March. We looked at her and said, well, how are we going to go to the march? She said, don't just ask how, just go. 5 of us jumped in a little rental car, and we went on the march. It was a divine trip for us because when we left 7 young men behind as our students. We went on that march, and we came back so inspired after that march. And after telling my wife, my companion, my boss, my supervisor, what magnificence took place there, she said, well, we got to do better. In that, a concept came out called charter schools. She said, Latif, this is where we're going to do better. In the spirit of the Millions Man movement, we're going to do better. She pushed and pushed and pushed, and we went from a school with 27 students to a school now with almost 1,000 students, and we're teaching them the way that they need to be taught. We have to try and remember one of these components in here. Now, we're going to go through these 10 points, but I'm not going to elaborate on them because we're going to let the minister elaborate on them. But we're going to just go through them very briefly. The first one was unity. Again, the minister will expound on it. The second one was spiritual values. The third one was education. The fourth one was economic development. The fifth one is political power. The sixth, reparations. 7th, prison industrial complex. 8, health. 9, artistic cultural development. And number 10, peace. Now let me explain. Let's go back to the beginning. Because someone did a needs assessment. Someone looked at not only the black people in America, but the black people all over the world, and then he did a needs assessment. When they did that needs assessment, this is what they came out with. They came out with these 10 points. And these are the 10 points that we're going to be united under. Again, if you do not have the first point, which is unity, none of the rest of them will work. None of them will work. Also, we want to make it clear that we're taking a busload of children to this march. Why are we taking them? Because they need to be part of this history. Again, we want to thank Minister Farrakhan for coming to us and the call coming through him for this magnificent movement. This movement at this time is 10% faith and 90% work. So we have to get up off of whatever we're sitting on, and we have to get the work done, because these 10 points can't get done by themselves. In that, Sister Helen has given me the eye, so my 5 minutes must be up. So in that, I'd like to thank you again for your cooperation. Please come out on Tuesdays at 7:30 to our local organizing committee meetings. We need you. We cannot do it without you. You must come. You should come. You have to come. If you don't come, we can't rise. It is you that will cause us to rise. Thank you very much.
You can do better than that. Let's hear it again. For Brother Latif Sally, we want to also make it known that 90.1 KPFT FM Houston, part of the Pacifica Network, they're broadcasting live, and that's 89.5 FM in Galveston. Brothers and sisters, we're very pleased today to present you with a great show, a great display of discipline, of precision drilling. that will be brought to you by none other than the junior FOI of Muhammad Mosque, number 45. And as they drill, and as you hear their feet stomp on the stage, know that that represents how we will stomp on our enemy if they get in the way of our rise as a people. And we say black power.
Black power.
Power to the people. We have our brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is with us, the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party. Let's give him a round of applause. As we bring to the stage the junior FOI, the junior fruit of Muhammad Mosque, number 45.
Okay, this is Akua Holtz. You're listening to Pacifica Radio, 90.1 FM Houston, 89.5 Galveston. We're live at Texas Southern University. Millions More Movement. This is the public rally. Come on down. Join us at Granville Sawyer Auditorium. Right on here on the campus of Texas Southern University, 3100 Cleburne. Now, I can tell you that parking is full. If you like to park, you need to go to the back parking lot on Blodgett Street. You're hearing the applause because the junior FOI, they're marching on stage in step, precision, very well disciplined. So we're going to let you listen to them for a moment.
Officer Sloop. Ready, foot. Showtime. 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 Box step. Move.
That's the junior FOI doing their lockstep and stepping in precision and discipline. And again, this is the Millions More Movement public rally. I'm Akua Holt, and we're live at Texas Southern University. Come on down and check us out, 3100 Cleburne Street. And again, parking available on Blodgett Street between Blodgett and Tier Western and Ennis. Most of the parking on Cleburne is full. So, again, the agenda for this evening, you just heard from the junior FOI. Mr. Latif Sally spoke early. He's the chairperson of the Houston Local Organizing Committee meeting. And I want to make a note also, this is the junior FOI of Muhammad's Mosque, number 45. Coming up, we're going to hear from Minister Akbar Muhammad. He's the international representative of the Nation of Islam. He'll be coming up shortly. And as you can hear in the background, the public applause of these young, very disciplined brothers of the junior FOI. I'm Akua Holt, and we're live at Texas Southern University, the Millions More Movement public rally, Granville Sawyer Auditorium. This started all kicked off at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. And, of course, this is Monday night. Come on down. It's free, open to the public. Now, don't forget, you will be searched. So for ladies who like to put a lot of stuff in your purse, leave your purse in the car.
Watch time. March. Left. Left. Up on your left. Right. Pick them up. Left. 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 About faith.
Again, you heard from the junior FOI of Muhammad's Mosque, number 45. They're doing an about face now.
About
looks like they're about to exit.
Faith.
Brother Tariq Muhammad is leading the troop.
Yeah, I'm on your left, right, pick 'em up there.
Allahu Akbar. All praise is due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we're going to move our program forward, and we want to go right into the next portion of our meeting and allow you to receive a blessing by giving. We're going to bring to the rostrum our brother, Minister Lawrence Muhammad, who will take us into the next portion of the meeting. Please receive him with a round of applause.
Assalamu alaikum. First of all, this is a rally, brothers and sisters. Let's put our hands together one more time tonight. Are you enjoying yourself? Are you enjoying yourself? Well, get on your feet and give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourselves, Houston, Texas, a round of applause. Okay. Show the world what's in the Texan in Houston.
All right, this is a round of applause from an audience of about 1,200 people. Everyone is standing on their feet, giving a salute to the junior FOI of Muhammad's Mosque, number 45.
Now, as we're getting ready, I'm asking that we get in position. We're going to show the world that we only move in one sound. We're going to show the world that we know how to give when it's time to give. It's a equal sacrifice, but not equal giving. When a man gives a dollar, that might be all he has. When a man gives $1,000, that might be all he has. So we say equal sacrifice, not equal giving. So if you have $1,000, let's raise it in your hand at this time. We're going to move quickly because we want to talk about getting on with the business. We want to make sure that our principal speaker moves quickly to the microphone so that the rally will get to the highest point of the crescendo. But if you have a dollar that you want to give at this time, $1,000, just raise your hand. Raise your black hand so we can see you at this time. They say we used to hide in the dark, but I can see you. Come on, Doc. Talk to me now.
All right, talk this is the me. Fundraising part of the public gathering.
I'm a cool host,
and you're listening
here.
To.
I tell you what we're gonna do because he's
the
saying,
public
Brother
rally.
Lawrence,
this
I want
is the public rally for the Millions
because you
More
know,
Movement.
We know what time it is.
We're live at
we
Granville Sawyer Auditorium.
Get right here, brother. Has his hand
of course, this
right
is Monday night,
see,
7 o'clock. This thing kicked
right behind
off.
You there.
We want to let you know if you'd like to come on down and join us. You can do so. There's parking available in the parking lot. I'm not sure what the lot number is. But it's
how
off of Blodgett Street, Blodgett and Ennis.
Let's move quickly
between Blodgett, Ennis, and Tier Western. Most of the parking on
we
Cleburne
don't want any hesitation. As a brother right
is absolutely
here.
Full.
Brothers and sisters,
so
now,
I can
look
tell you
ways.
Now,
be
you will
quick
not,
now.
You will not find
fast
parking
moving.
On Cleburne
quick
Street.
Thinking.
Would
right
you
now,
like to drop someone
time.
Off, someone who is physically challenged? If you'd like to drop them off, you can do so at 3100 Cleburne Street. And again, this is a free public rally at Granville Sawyer Auditorium. We're right next door to the library, to the Robert J. Terry Library. We're right next door to that building. And this will carry on until about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. And we're coming to you live. This is Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston. So I want to remind you there's still a lot of efforts being made for the Katrina survivors. The Katrina survivors, if you'd like to become a part of a group of growing number of people and you wish to sponsor a family, you can do so by calling Shake Community Center, the Shrine of the Black Madonna, or you can even log on to KPFT's website, www.kpftx.org. Now, this is some breaking news. Breaking news is that we've received media notices that the folks over at the Reliant Arena, they're having to move. They received vacate notices, and I think they're going to have to be moved out sometime this week. So as most of us anticipated, you will still have a large number of people who need housing, who need jobs, who need assistance. And if you have a community organization out there and you'd like to provide help, you can do so again by checking with Shake Community Center, the NAACP, or the Shrine of the
Black Madonna.
But we
still have to pay certain things. Come on now. Them flyers you got, they weren't for free. Come on now. Talk to me now. This is me and you. Come on now. Give me a round of applause. You know it's the truth. The minister travels. And when he travels, he has a government on his shoulders because them brothers and sisters come with him from all across the country to secure his life and do what he's got to do. We have a check for $100 from the Black United Front Houston chapter made out to the Millions Ball movement. Give them a round of applause. Brother Mick Muhammad, $100. Come on, give him a hand. We didn't charge you nothing coming here. Brother Robert Muhammad, my money's real. $100. Give me a hand. Come on now. Come on, y'all. Come on, keep it going. Who else wants to give $100 or more? Now, come on now. You know doggone well. I'm asking you. $100 from the brothers and sisters from New Orleans. Now, they lost everything, but they still got enough faith to give $100. You come on now. Come on now. To defray the cost of this movement, it costs money, sisters and brothers. Freedom ain't free. Right. Who's that? Brother Anthony. Who? $100 from Brother Anthony. Give Brother Anthony a round of applause. Look here, sisters and brothers, they ain't giving us nothing but hard times and bubble gum, and they fresh out of bubble gum. Come on now. You got to dig in your pocket whatever you can give. Give. We said free admission, but that didn't mean we weren't going to ask you to help us defray the cost of putting on the Millions More movement, 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. We got jumbotrons to pay for. We got porta potties to pay for. We got to pay the government security. We got to pay for permits in Washington, D.C. We have to make sure that our people are secure when they get there, men, women, and children. It costs money. We need your help. Can I make that appeal?
Brother Armstead
gives $100. South Park Coalition representing with $100. Give South Park Coalition a round of applause. Tracy Beasley, $100. Come on now, y'all can clap for these people.
Co-convener of the local organizing committee in New Orleans. That's me, $100.
M. Tengelizi, co-convener of the Millions More movement in New Orleans, had to move here to Houston, so we got two. Come on, y'all. Come on now. $100.
Brother Gerard,
$100. Come on now. Let's keep them Benjamins going, y'all. He said, see, I knew it was about money. Try doing anything without money. You try to go Burger King and get you a double meat cheese whopper with a large fries and see what you get. Brother Akbar Muhammad, the international representative of the Honorable
a mountain of stone arose from the valley where the body was thrown, strewn about in pieces.
Mr. Akbar Muhammad will be speaking, and then following that, Minister Lawrence Allen Muhammad, Minister Robert Muhammad, and eventually Minister, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will give the keynote address. We're going to take a music break, and we'll be right back after this. From the valley where the body was thrown, strewn about in pieces. King Jesus' carcass was dragged, flung about like rags. And Ann and Andy was fine and dandy. Toby made Kunta command some Musa with a sidekick cell phone computer. Liars of the past trying to change the future, huh? Like I don't know who I am. God came back with a mic in his hand. Like once again, back is the incredible. Rosetta Stone Cold breaking the unforgettable. To grow fat like a GMO vegetable. They trade lies for profit. I'm finna stop it. They trade lies for profit. With the philosopher's stone inside my pocket. That means more than if you had a dozen doctorates. From every school in the Ivy League, academia don't understand a man like me. I am exactly what they never could be. They didn't see me coming. Ain't that something? A billion black fists in the air pumping. They want to see their king back. I mean that. God came back.
you could picture like a photo. Music makes mellow, maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard. Now I can get iller than armor, kill and bomb, but no alarm. Rock him or remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I fiend. This was a tape. I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I want to see you keep following and swallowing. Taking the falling. Brothers try and others die to get the formula. But I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Digging through my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, I want you thinking you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small, the balls of clay, astray into the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look at the stand of darkness, your knowledge is took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the all. This is a lesson if you get one, if you're borrowing. Hurry, hurry, step right up, you keep following the leader. Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Keep following, rock him or sing. Vision of prison, I listen. In this journey, you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd's dead, so dance. Cuts rip your pants, Eric B on the blade. Death call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum at the microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote. Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. As soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone. By showing and proving and letting knowledge be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree, you say never. Then follow me from century to century. You'll remember me in history, not a mystery or a memory. Called by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise you from the cradle to the grave. But remember, you're not a slave. The people were here to be much more than that. But we couldn't see because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, rebuild my name. I think somebody told you a little now it's dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted, it can't be changed. The switch is a lesson if you get to the following. Hurry, hurry, step right up, following the leader.
Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing.
A verified freestyle, lyrics of fury. My third eye make me shine like jury. You're just a renter, rapper, your rhymes are minute made. I'll be here when it fade, and watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow and follow, because the tempo's a trail, the stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I'm Rakim, the fiend of a microphone. I'm not him, so leave my mic alone. Soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speed, slow down and let the leader lead. Word to daddy. Indeed, the R's are rolling stone, so I'm rolling. Directions are told, then the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said dig him. I never tell him he couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. It's a danger zone, he should arrange his own face. It's just basic, erase to change the tone. There's one R in the alphabet. It's a one-letter word, and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next. Every D, be on the flex. I read the stage, the state follower, tailgate. Keep coming, but you came too late, but I wait. So back up, regroup, get a grip, come equipped. You're the next contestant. Then clap your hands, you want a trip. The price is right, don't make a deal too soon. How many notes get your names this tune? Follow the leader, it's a title theme task. Now you know you don't have to act. Rap is rhythm and poetry, cuts create sound effects. You might catch up if you follow the records he wrecks. Until then, keep eating and swallowing. You better take a deep breath and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, rock him or sing.
Keep following.
Rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing.
Follow the leader,
rock him or sing.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Midwest is young and restless, restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace the next day.
Nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, that's check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but gas, suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribblers.
Jesus fucks with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus fucks with them.
Now hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. But here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers. The way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I dream about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
We're here live, 90.1 KPFT. We're at also have a live broadcast at Texas Southern University, the Conrad Sawyer Auditorium with the Minister Louis Farrakhan. He'll be on shortly. They're just having some entertainment at the building. When he gets on, we'll have you back there momentarily. The music that you heard is Osiris, God Came Back. Then we had Rakim saying, Follow the Leader. Then that was followed by Kanye West with Jesus Walks. Now we're going to bring you some Ayanna Gregory. Warriors Rise.
You got a big job. You have an important job. You haven't got much time. You young folks in America are going to have to write the history. A lot of people get uptight. They don't like your long hair. Don't like the way you dress. What you young we
Smith public rally at Texas Southern University. We have a live hip-hop piece that you're listening to.
Listen, all right? It's the words I want you to hear. It's not just for dance, all right? And it goes like this. If a white man mess with me, he'll be 6 feet deep. That's my mentality, brother, for what they've done in the past. They got rid of us then and still trying to get rid of us men. Just to show you can know that white people ain't it. Emmett Till got killed just from whistling at a white snitch. They killed blacks and whites without thinking. He so-called free slave, they shot the mess out of Lincoln. Yo, and he changed his ways, they killed Malcolm X. 2 years down the line, Martin King was next. The struggle has started. It ain't near over yet. Now Houston, understand why DA upset. Because they'll take our inventions and say the white man made it. They know we got them faded. They got too much pride to state it. I hate it. Locked and chained us on a crowded boat. We peed and messed on each other. They laughed and made jokes. They took a black girl, hung her up on the cross. She was 8 months pregnant. Her hope was lost. Arms spread it wide. They cut a baby from her stomach. It fell on the ground. They crushed it and stomped it. Now how in the heck you expect me to take this? The chains was just too heavy for my wrist. Now what have we done to accept this punishment? Living for thousands of years in bondage. They treat us like animals. They locked us in chains. Taught us to speak their language and then they changed our names. But what did we do when they came to our land? We welcomed them in as though they were some black men. They bribed our leaders with rum and gold. And with that bribe, black men were sold. So they bring us to America, treat us like rats. But when they were in Africa, was it like that? Nope. I figured it out. The whole meaning of prejudice, the meaning of the word, is just plain jealous. They jealous of the fact that blacks was here first. See, the white man came when the black man was cursed. All whites are evil. I treat them politely. I just mistreat those that mistreat me. Because they really think that whites are supreme. See, they don't feel you are equal human beings. Now that's the reason blacks think they're bad, but black people ain't prejudiced. We just mad. All praise belong to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I appreciate it. Because it's too much dance and rap. We need to bring it back to what it's supposed to be. Sending a message to our people, like in a drum. We send a message to our people. Now I'm going to need your help, Houston. We are rallying for the Millions More movement. Is that right? It's time for us to do something for ourselves. Is that right? We can see that it's time for us to do something for ourselves because they ain't going to do nothing for us. So I'm going to say the hook to the song, and I want you to help me out by saying, it's the Millions More movement. And it goes like this. It don't matter what set you on, what block, what city you repping from, what coast, anywhere in America, there's a movement that has begun. It's the Millions More movement. Y'all with me? All right, when I point at you, you got to come on with me now. We got rhythm now. The message through the drum. Let's do it. It don't matter what set you on, what block, what city you repping from, what coast, anywhere in America, there's a movement that has begun. It's the Millions More. It don't matter what church you love, what religion you consider you certain of, if you a Muslim, Christian, etc. It's time to put it all under one roof. It's the Millions More. It don't matter what class you from, middle class, upper class, lower class, or none. This time bring your wife, daughter, and son. It's a family reunion. Headed up by Farrakhan and every organizing leader in the area, joining hands because they seek and they care for us, showing strength and the power of one. All right, sounds like we ready. So let's do it to a little music. Run that. The drum. No, sir, the next one. Now we can clap. Y'all say it. It's the Millions More movement. Say it's the Millions More movement on three. 1, 2, 3. Say 1995.
A million black men became alive, cause there's some things we need to get rectified. You can say it was a national call, how we peacefully assembled on Washington's Mall. But just from the million man march was sparking your heart for the charging. Oh, y'all. It's from the million women, million moms, million youth. And a million family march, and a million reparations, and a million workers, too. Even though we had a lot of marches, the condition of our people is not improving. A lot of our communities are worse than before. It ain't no time for a march. We start boosting. We need an ongoing, sustained, constant flow. A divinely inspired thing for the downtrodden. Some of us that's old. We need us a coalition that can go against the injustice, Joe. And if you claim you a leader, be a leader. Every time the people see you, be on your post. That we take the minds of the best we find and unite them quickly. Otherwise, our lives we have will just demise in the fight of these enemies. So I'm blowing my trumpet loud to attract the crowd. Let them know what the news is. October 14th to the 6th. Be watch the butter means more movement. It don't matter what sex you on, what city you trapping from, what coast anywhere in America. There's a movement that has to go. It don't matter what church you love. The march. First of all, it's not a march, it's a movement, God. And the fact that it's a movement set it apart. From the Million Man March in 95, plus spirit of the march to stay alive in us. Still living hard in our daily life because we still feel we are to win fight. To handle the solution to our problem. When they part of producing our problem, can't see the solution to solve it. Is we gonna have to solve it on our terms. Can you see where I'm going with that? Problem with white, it's a problem with black, and a problem we must take charge and solve it, cause now responsibility is on our back. It's a wonderful thing to think of every black man, woman, and child is think, cause with that we can all reach the dream of king and do things Jimmy Bean for the leading scene. We are the most beautiful people, as long as we are in tune as a people. Unity is all we need as a people, and overnight we have our freedom. It's a means for a movement, it don't matter what set you on, what city you crept from, what coast anywhere in America. There's a movement that has begun. It don't matter what church you love, what religion you consider you certain love. You a Muslim, Christian, etc. It's time to put it all under one rug. It don't matter what class you're from, middle class, upper class, all class, none. This time, bring your wife, Lord and son. It's a family reunion. It's the means for a movement headed up by Farrakhan and every organizer leader in your area. Join in hands. It is Houston.
Finally, time.
Thank you, Houston. I appreciate it.
For the truth.
No doubt.
It's time for
I want to let y'all know I have that CD on sale for you tonight. Only $10. It's a whole album for you, brother. A positive, uplifting, and conscious rap. Right in the middle aisle when you go out, come out there. I'll be out there signing autographs. Purchase a CD from your brother so I won't have to go work for McDonald's, all right? At your brother, alright? And if you can't get it tonight, go to www.dasmart.org and holler at your brother that way. I love you, Houston. Thank you for your time. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, we just heard a live performance from D.A. Smart. That's D.A. Smart with a capital T at the end. We're live here at the Millions More Movement Public Rally, Granville Sawyer Auditorium, on the campus of Texas Southern University, 3100 Cleburne Street. You're listening to Pacifica Radio. I'm Akua Holt, 90.1 FM Houston, 89.5 in Galveston. Coming up very shortly, we're going to hear from Minister Lawrence Allen Muhammad, followed by Minister Robert Muhammad, and then a special presentation by the TSU Student Government Association Office of Congressman Al Green as well. And then the Minister, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, will be giving the keynote address.
I'm a witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, first to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Robert, and the national staff, the laborers, I want to thank you very much for your hard work that you've done, not only in bringing the brothers and sisters to this auditorium, but the work that you've done for those displaced brothers and sisters from New Orleans. And I think the staff here deserves a warm round of applause. They've been making it happen. I just want to say it'll take me a few minutes. You just heard Brother D.A. Smart, and he was giving you what is called conscious rap. There was a very great black man who in the 1960s from North Carolina, his name was Robert Williams.
That's right.
Every week he used to come up to New York and attend the mosque and listen to Malcolm X speak.
That's right.
And he would go back to North Carolina and he would work on the black people in North Carolina. And then when the enemy saw that Robert Williams, a black man, was not afraid of them, and if they threatened him, he was going to get a gun and stand his ground, they accused him of kidnapping a white family. And he knew that in the state of North Carolina, a black man kidnapping a white family, you were doomed. So he's made his way out of North Carolina to Canada. And from Canada, he made his way to Cuba. And from Cuba, Fidel Castro, who knew that we were in a struggle for our lives, gave him a radio broadcast called Radio Free Dixie, where he was broadcasting to black people in America, bringing them to a level of consciousness. And then when the heat was on him because he was in Cuba, he left and went to Africa, to Tanzania. He stayed there for a while in a community of black people, especially the Panthers, who had moved to Tanzania. And from Tanzania, he made his way to China. And in China, he raised his two sons. They had the dubious distinction of being the only black men who could teach the Chinese language when he returned to America. In 1969, he made a deal and he came back to America. And in New York, we had a bookstore. And he walked in the bookstore and he said to me, my name was Brother Larry at that time, Brother Larry, do you have a record called A White Man's Heaven is a Black Man's Hell by a brother named Louis X? And I said, Mr. Williams, I don't have the record. It may be around. It was a record that Minister Farrakhan had made back in 1957. And he said to me, listen, he said to me, the lesson that I've learned in China is that culture is a part of us, music, dance, and song. He said, but Miles said, if there must be culture, then let it speak to the revolution. If there must be dance and song and plays when people are struggling, let it speak to the revolution. He said, and when I was in China, I could only think of this record that Louis X made, Louis Farrakhan now, called A White Man's Heaven is a Black Man's Hell. It was music, but it spoke to the struggle of the revolution. Now, I'm saying this because you just heard D.A. Smart. Hip-hop is a cultural expression. But if there must be a cultural expression, it must speak to the struggle of the masses of our people. It cannot be a music that brings us down. It cannot be gangster rap, shooting and drugs and killing and calling our women out of their name. If there must be music, it must not be the dirty South. It must be the clean South. If there must be music, music must speak to the struggle of our people. And in closing, in New Orleans, they have a tradition when someone dies. And when they die, they bury them. The African tradition is that you celebrate their lives. We must celebrate the lives of the thousands that died in this catastrophe. But there's what they call the second line. And that's the music, the cultural nuance speaking to the struggle of life. So, D.A. Smart, I want you to keep it up. And maybe you will set a new trend that if there must be hip-hop, hip-hop must speak to the revolution. Thank you. May Allah bless you. As-salamu alaykum.
Let's hear it for Minister Akbar Muhammad. At this time, we'll bring to the rostrum another strong soldier here in Houston, Texas. He's been on the front line fighting for our people, our brother Kofi Tahaka of the National Black United Front. Receive him.
Thank you, President.
Brothers and sisters, I want to bring you greetings on behalf of the officers and the members of the National Black United Front and our national chairman, Dr. Conrad Worrell. I want to see you raise your strong black fist in the air as we say, Black Power. Black Power. And we say, Uhuru. true, which means freedom. Brothers and sisters, earlier today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that in the Millions More movement, there was room for the revolutionary. There was room for the nationalist. There was room for the Pan-Africanist. And that's the wing of the movement that we represent. I see the students in here. We are all exposed today, whatever our ideology or whatever our belief is, because of Katrina, we're going to have to stand up and act out these principles. Am I right? The students are exposed, the activists, the so-called leaders, and everybody is exposed. And the Millions More movement provides us in the nationalist, revolutionary, and Pan-Africanist movement room and space. I will call to your attention this as I take my seat. In the Millions More movement platform, all points are important. We are particularly interested in point 6 and point 7. 1.6 is for full and complete reparations. How many of you are want full and complete reparations? Let me see your black fist in the air if you want full and complete reparations. Number 7 says the freedom of our political prisoners. Most of us don't even know. We know Nelson Mandela, but we got our own Nelson Mandelas right here in America. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan went and visited one of them. His name is Mumia Abu-Jamal. We say for the political prisoners, freedom them all. Black power.
Give Brother Kofi another hand. Black power. Brothers and sisters, we're approaching that time, and it's my pleasure to bring to the rostrum my brother and friend, my mentor here in the Southwest region, our regional minister who will present to you our leader tonight. He does not have to introduce him because you know him and love him. He didn't put New Orleans on the tour when he came to the Southwest region, but we're thankful to God that even though under these circumstances, he has brought New Orleans to Houston, and New Orleans will be in Dallas, and you all will hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So we're thankful to God that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be with us. And so without any further delay, we want to bring up our strong regional representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know him here in Houston. You love him. You know his work. Let's bring up our regional minister, Robert Muhammad. Give him a round of applause.
Okay. That's an applause for Minister Robert Muhammad, host of Connect
the Dots. Brothers and sisters, if you stand for me, what are you going to do for
Muhammad's boss, number 45.
You better jump, jump. On behalf of Muhammad Mosque number 45, the Southwest Regional Headquarters of the Nation of Islam, my laboring staff, I want to thank you for coming out and supporting us. I want to thank each and every one of you for all that you have sacrificed in support of Mosque 45. Even though you won't wear a bow tie, you don't wear a headpiece, you're always there for us. We thank you for that. And that's why we stand for you. Brothers and sisters, there's no way to introduce the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan because his 50 years of work have already spoken for him. It's time now, brothers and sisters, that we as this generation stand with Farrakhan. He's a man of integrity. This is all I want to say to you. The only march ever been put on in the history of America that you can go on the internet and find an independent audit of that. That's why we ask you for money, because Farrakhan's a man of integrity. You can trust him. You know him. He'll stand for you, and he'll never sell you out. Brothers and sisters, I love you and love him because he's here. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Receive him, Houston.
A standing ovation for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's about to give the keynote address. We're at 3100 Cleburne Street, Texas Southern University, standing alongside Minister Robert Muhammad, Muhammad's Mosque number 45, and the Southwest Regional Minister of the Nation of Islam, as well as Minister Farrakhan's son. And there are several people that I can't recognize from where I'm standing. I'm a cool host, and you're listening to Pacifica Radio. We're live at Texas Southern University, the Millions More Movement public rally at Granville Sawyer Auditorium.
Thank you. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we give him praise and thanks for his mercy and his goodness and his raising of prophets and messengers, giving them guidance for those members of the human family that have strayed from his straight path and lose his divine favor. We thank Allah God for Moses and the Israelite prophets and the scriptures of the Torah and the Old Testament. We thank him for Jesus and the Gospel and the New Testament. And we thank him for Muhammad and the Quran. Peace be upon these worthy servants of Almighty God. I am a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I could never thank Allah enough for his intervention in our affairs in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the great guide or Mahdi, who came among us and raised one from among us to lead, teach, and guide us to become that which we are destined to become, as the scriptures have foretold, that the bottom rail would come to the top, and the last would become first, and thou shalt no more be the tail, thou shalt be the head. And this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. We thank Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I greet all of you, my dear brothers and sisters of Houston and elsewhere, with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
To my dear brother, Minister Robert Muhammad, and to the believers of Mosque number 45. And to the LOC, I personally, Brother Minister, want to thank you and the believers for your tireless effort on behalf of our brothers and sisters displaced by Katrina. Words are inadequate to say thank you, but every act of kindness that you and others have done to ease the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters, know this, that a God of justice and mercy will repay the good that we do tenfold and more. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would like to thank the mayor of Houston, the social agencies of Houston, and mainly the faith community of Houston for what you have done to open the doors of Houston to the survivors of Katrina. This is what an American city is supposed to do for another city that has become an area of misfortune. I want to thank Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz and the activist new Black Panther Party for the work that he has done. He drove buses into the affected areas and brought people out. The American people rose to the occasion while the government failed. The American people showed more compassion, more concern, because the dollars flowed from black, brown, red, yellow, and white to the victims of this misfortune. I'm sure that, in fact, we know that there has never been a disaster that has received so much help from the public as Katrina's disaster brought out of the hearts of the American people and the people of the world. The problem is that racism, which has poisoned the bloodstream of religion, education, politics, jurisprudence, media, every aspect of life in America has been affected by the evil of racism.
That's right.
So it is unreal to think that the ugly face of racism that exists systemically throughout America is not in FEMA, is not in the Red Cross, is not in the United Way, and these other charities. So we would be remiss in our duty if we didn't become exceedingly vigilant to make sure that the money that the American people gave to the victims of Katrina gets to the place where the American people desire that money to go. Secondly, and equally as important, when the United States government, Congress, first gave $10.2 billion, then added $50 billion more as a start, $62 billion of the taxpayers' money, then we need to monitor this very carefully, because already signs of corruption have manifested in that proven thieves have gotten no-bid contracts to clean up and do the rebuilding of New Orleans and Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, while there are strong brothers and sisters displaced that have a vital interest in seeing their cities and towns restored. But already there are people coming from all over America into New Orleans to get the money that rightly belongs to the citizens of New Orleans to help rebuild their city. Now, I would like to start with New Orleans and the levees and the disaster and work backward to show why we need a millions more movement that organizes us as a people to take charge of ourselves and our communities. It is clear that Katrina laid bare America before the world without even a fig leaf to hide America's shame. If you read the reports from other newspapers around the world, they were flabbergasted that America, the Lord of the seas, the master of space, this great power that can send armies around the world, was unable to serve her own people, particularly the poor of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And the pain of all of this is that it is on the backs of the poor that this nation was built. It is on the backs of the black that this nation was built. And it is we who populate the armed forces that protect America and are fighting an unjust war in Iraq, so much so that the National Guard and their equipment that should have been in Louisiana was in Iraq. Now you tell me, what is the role of the National Guard if it is not to guard and protect the nation? Here is the National Guard sent overseas, and their armories cleaned out of that kind of material that was so needed to get the poor people out of the city. When you say evacuate the city, that's an order. Fine. There are some that had automobiles that could get out in time. There are others that had money and could get out in time. But the poor. And New Orleans is filled with the poor. 54% of the people of New Orleans don't own their own homes. They are living in houses where they pay rent to absentee landlords. And now that those homes have been inundated with water and probably will end up being condemned, contractors are running from Texas to New Orleans, stopping the building of homes in New Orleans, taking lumber and whatnot from building homes in New Orleans to move, in Houston, moving it to New Orleans because the big bonanza. Will be there. And where will the displaced brothers and sisters go if homes are built that they cannot even afford to live in? New Orleans is a city that is a strange town. It's called the Big Easy.
apologize to the listening audience. We lost the feed from Texas Southern University, the speech of Minister Louis Farrakhan. Soon as we get it back, we'll have it back on for you people. We apologize. Once again, this is 90.1 KPFT. We'll be back live at Texas Southern momentarily. Good evening, KPFT listeners. We sincerely apologize for the interruption of the minister's speech live at Texas Southern University. This is Controversy at 90.1 KPFT. Somebody doesn't want you to hear the minister, but I believe me, assure you, we're doing everything we can do to make sure we get it back up live for you. Soon as we can, we'll have that back on for you 90.1 listeners. This is Abdul Wahid Muhammad from Connect the Dots. Surely we'll be at Texas Southern momentarily. Here's some Nas.
I can go back to when I was born, laying in your arms, wishing you was here today, mom, wish you'd appear, just for a second from heaven, my tears would be gone, I wouldn't be rapping this song, I'd be happy driving up to your 8-bedroom mansion up late, laughing about the hard times we faced, the galaxy is so enchanting, beyond Galileo's understanding, past the Milky Way and all the planets, there's something out there greater, but only God knows, scientists claim we came from apes, but they lies though, that was part of our conversation. A spark went up and started blazing, thinking of how amazing she was. An angel gave me love. I'm thankful to ever know a woman so real. I pray when I married my wife, I had one of your skills. But mom, you could never be replaced. I give my life up just to see you one more day to have.
One more dance with you, mama.
If I could only have
one more dance with you, mama.
I'm praying, wishing I could have
one more. With you, mama.
If I could only have
one more dance with you, mama.
I wish you were here. I miss you more each second I breathe. You resting in peace forever. I accepted you free. A blessing to me. I see you dressed in all white, smiling at me, happy, knowing everything's all right. If only I can hear your voice and your laughter. Just one more time, my chest will be filled up.
All our lives don't know that there are some white people who are capable of this kind of evil against our people. Let me give you the history. There was a flood like this in 1927. And in a book titled The Rising Tide, it mentions that the levee in 1927 was dynamited, so that the poorer section of New Orleans would suffer, and the poor and the black would be.
Not again.
I apologize, KPFT listeners. We're having technology problems over here. I hate to have my speech of the minister interrupted. It's uncalled for. Surely, we will be back as soon as we can get it on. I'm going to put on some Lauryn Hill until we can get the Texas Southern University, the speech of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, back on for you. Surely, this is 90.1 KPFT. You're listening to...
It's the mystery of iniquity. Said it's the misery of iniquity. Said it's the history of iniquity.
Handle the truth in a courtroom of lies. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments publicized. It's entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on the paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, a status, gratis apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the clients, hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited, judicial charm, and the defense, is it making any sense? Faking the confidence of escaping the consequence that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. Discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blind leading the blind, guilty never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind? Legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim, both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor, sky scraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social position, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander-in-chief, to stand at his feet, brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusted in the chariots, them leaning on horses, they run their intellectual sources, counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom, confusion consumes them, every word they speak, it interprets them, outwardly white, internally they absent the light, them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night, under the curse, evil men waxing more worse, facts of the first, angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth, burning up the branch and the root. The empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit, turn him ill. Let him who stole no longer steal. Oh, Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep? Troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment is come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broad way to death, pride and greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified. Renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retort. You find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. It's the mystery.
In the book of Job, the sons of God
.1 KPFT. This is Abdul Wahid Muhammad. We're having technical difficulties with this speech coming live from Texas Southern University with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Surely it's the rally for the Millions More Movement, October 16th, 2005, to October 14th through the 16th, 2005. The mobilization is taking off right now. This electrifying speech that we're missing right now, soon as we can get it back on, we will have it for you.
We can't get anything?
No.
And you and that party. It's like Jesus' parable of the wheat and the tare. At a certain point, the wheat and the tare look just alike. That's why Jesus said, no, don't pluck them up yet. Wait until the harvest comes. Because the wheat will bear fruit while the tare can't, so then you can go in and separate the wheat from the tare. Well, now here's the sons of God hanging out with the devil. Now, when they get before God, and he said, yo, dude. I mean, the modern translation, y'all. No, he said, whence comest thou, Satan? And Satan said, I came from walking up and down to and fro in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. Now, if Satan is walking up and down, to and fro, eating folk up, then each one of us has to look in the mirror and ask, whose child are we? Now, brothers and sisters, Jesus asked the disciples to stay with the children of Israel, focus on the lost sheep. But then at a certain point he said, go ye into all the world and teach this doctrine to every nation, kindred, and tongue. Well, some of the Jews that were with Jesus, they were very exclusive. And they didn't want to share the good news with the Gentiles. So when Peter ventured out to share the good news of the gospel with the Gentiles, the Jews were angry with him. And the scripture says he had a vision of this sheep that came down, and on it was all these kind of meats. And he was told to eat. And he said, look, I've never eaten any unclean meat. So the meat, all of a sudden, he was told, go ahead and eat it. It's all right. So some of us as Christians believe that we can eat any old nasty thing. And it's all right as long as it's meat, because the meat, you know, came down from heaven, and Peter was told eat. It didn't mean meat. It meant teaching the gospel to the uncircumcised heathens and making them a part of the body of Jesus Christ. So here's Satan eating up people, and Jesus asking, get people and make them a part of my body. Well, now, brothers and sisters, most in this room are Christians. So if you're a Christian, you are a part of the body of Christ. Come on. Come on. You can't talk because you wonder where I'm going, huh? I'm sneaking up on you. But look, if you and I put myself there with you, are the body of Christ, then Christ is our head. So if he's our head, then our thoughts, our speech, and our actions reflect what comes from our head. Stop right there. If we are liars and thieves and fornicators and adulterers and freaks and well-to-do dressed-up thieves and liars, are we the body of Christ, or are we devoured by Satan? See, and if you look at what your hands do, they tell you what your brain thinks. So if our hands do the work of evil,
then we have been devoured and have become a part of Satan's body, masquerading like we are part of the body of Jesus Christ. Now that's high deception. That kind of deception is so powerful that the people will believe that they are the body of Christ when in fact they're doing the work of Satan. They are dumb devils under the guidance of a wise Satan. Dumb devils under the guidance of a wise Satan. Satan is so wise, the book says, he can transform himself into an angel of light. That's powerful, brother. Because when you know the righteous and you know God, one of the things that you will always find in Scripture is that Satan is full of the knowledge of God. That's the only way he can deceive the people of God. Y'all all right? All right, I'm going to try to move quickly. Now, black people who were brought to these shores were not brought here to make us members of the body of Jesus Christ. We were brought here to be the burden bearers of the whites of this nation. Not for a day, not for a year, but ad infinitum, in perpetuity. That we would belong to white people in every generation. And whether you like it or not, this is a giant plantation. And there's some of you that work downtown. And others of you work other places. And some are trying to find any job on the plantation. But whether you like it or not, this is still the plantation. The police are the overseers, making sure that the niggas act right. But it's getting so wild on the plantation. The police have to come with communication. Officer in trouble. Need backup. Then they got a stick with steel in it. Then they got a Glock. 9mm or something heavier. Then they got a taser. Then they got pepper spray. Damn, when you see somebody dressed like that, you have to ask yourself, where are we? This is a jungle. And we are the wild beasts. And they are to keep order on the plantation so that the master can keep on doing his business. Dumb devils and a wise Satan. Now, you know, I could not think of the kind of evil that I'm learning in the minds of some among our former slave masters and their children. So much so that the scripture has to ask the question, are the children any better than their fathers? See? Now wait. Do you remember during the years of lynching? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
When they would cut off some of the fingers, the ears, the private parts of the slave and have it for souvenirs. I read in the New York Times recently that when they were fighting the war in Vietnam, they did the same thing to the Vietnamese. Now that's 100 years difference in time, but it's the same action. So are the children any better than their fathers? Could it be that this is why the scripture says, prepare slaughter for the children for the iniquities of their fathers, even to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me? God talking. Now, what you have to understand, my beloved black brothers and sisters, brown brothers and sisters, Native American brothers and sisters, poor people, dumb devils, manipulated by a wise Satan, that what kind of lifestyle you live sentences your future. Just say that I smoke crack. Just say. You'd be lying if you say, but we'll just say. If I smoke crack, the poison of crack that affects my brain and my system affects the head of the sperm. In the head of the sperm is intelligence. That is a manifestation of the presence of God. See? In your egg, you a crack smoker. Now you meet up with your crack smoking buddy. And even though the pleasure of crack, they say, is so much greater than sex, every now and then you want to get involved. And as you get involved, naturally, the sister may get pregnant. If she doesn't abort what is in her womb and carries it to term, she has a crack baby. So she has passed on her deviation to the innocent life that has just come on the planet. Its life is already shortened. Its brain is already weakened. Its system is already messed up because of what the parent did. So don't you ever think that what we do is just limited to us. The wickedness of our lives sometimes is paid for in our children. Some people ask, well, why should we live right? You should live right because that's the best way to live the life that God gave you. And that is what sets up blessings for you that live right. And sometimes those blessings will protect your children even when they don't want to do right. You have earned some blessings from your righteousness that can go down to your children. Brothers and sisters, listen. We have been devoured by a satanic mind.
And the Bible says they had the mark of the beast in their forehead and in their hands. How can you drive by and shoot somebody you don't know, never did anything to you, but in order to be a part of the set or the gang, you kill an innocent person and go to Wendy's or go to McDonald's and say, I'm loving it. I just smoked a dude in the third ward. How could you do that unless you had the mark of the beast in your forehead and in your hands? How could a father lay with his own daughter and destroy her? How could a grandfather tried to molest his grandchild, an uncle molest his niece, a brother molest his sister, if we did not have the mark of the beast in our forehead and in our hands? Satan is so clever. 30 or 40 years ago.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.